Come November 16 to 21, Jamaica will join the rest of the world in celebrating Global Entrepreneurship Week. Global Entrepreneurship Week is regarded as the world's largest celebration of innovators and job creators who launch startups that bring ideas to life, drive economic growth, and expand human welfare. The event, which is in its third year, is being observed under the theme Going for Growth and is aimed at inspiring the micro, small, and medium enterprises, MSMEs, in Jamaica through local and international initiatives.
This year's Global Entrepreneurship Week theme is keeping with our value proposition of supporting our MSMEs in all stages of the business life cycle as they help to provide jobs, encourage innovation, and support economic growth.
Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton. Minister Hilton says the week-long celebration is a fitting way to encourage entrepreneurship as the government continues to focus on creating the kind of environment that will bolster business. The Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, has planned several activities for Global Entrepreneurship Week. Chief Executive Officer at the JBDC, Valerie Vieira, says the activities are designed to provide MSMEs with information and direct access to services to facilitate the formalization and growth of their businesses.
This week is where we celebrate with persons who have stepped out of a box of looking for a job and have decided that they are going to risk many things to establish businesses, or if they haven't done that, they're thinking about it, and if they're in business, they want to improve and see new opportunities.
Ms. Vieira notes that the agency has been working with professionals engaged in various business activities to formalize their businesses.
A lot of the professionals, doctors and lawyers, they say they are doctors and lawyers. We say your business is medicine and you need to start thinking more as a business rather than just saying I'm a professional, you know, because you really are operating a business which is law, engineering, medicine and so on.
The island-wide activities include a business dialogue forum, open house and a thought leadership conference, as well as a business seminar to help entrepreneurs grow their ventures. The week will begin with the Business Dialogue Forum at the University of the West Indies Regional Headquarters, MONA, on Monday, November 16. Throughout the week, the JBDC will host BizConnect networking events across the island to share information about current business opportunities, resources and programs available to potential and existing entrepreneurs.
In each of our offices in the different regions, we're going to be doing some business assessments and diagnostic support. So you're going to get a hands-on health check of your business and really some guidance as to how moving you can move forward from stage to stage.
The first BizConnect will be held in Montego Bay at the St. Paul's United Church on Tuesday, November 17. Other sessions are scheduled for Wednesday at the Source CRC Lot 224 Barracks Road, Saint Lamar, and on Thursday at the Rural Agricultural Development Authority Office in Mandeville and the St. Anne Chamber of Commerce, Pineapple Place, Otrus in St. Anne. All BizConnect sessions are free of cost. Global Entrepreneurship Week 2015 will culminate on Saturday, November 21 with the Scotiabank Branson Center's Build a Winning Team Seminar at the Scotia Training Center for Acadia Boulevard in Kingston. Persons with an interest in this seminar are required to register. Send an email to info@bransoncenter.co.
The entire week is under the umbrella of celebration, but within that, it's moving, advancing, and how we can really contribute to going for growth. So we want to enable people to contribute to that process and to let them understand that they can.
Chief Executive Officer at the JBDC, Valerie Vieira. For more information on activities for Global Entrepreneurship Week 2015, call the JBDC at 928-5161-5.
Trying to buy a home but finding it hard to come up with a 10 to 15% down payment? Well, it has just been made easier for you to get a 97% mortgage. Ask your mortgage provider if they participate in the mortgage insurance plan administered by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank and how you can qualify for a 97% mortgage. The Jamaica Mortgage Bank, facilitating safe and affordable home ownership for all Jamaicans.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.